actually ran out of good winners, eh?
I thought the first half we started well and they got us on. We had a lot of players missing today, a lot of injuries. But all credit to Dunfermline, they started well and they gave us a bit of trouble and they scored a goal. And then the game settled down and we had two glaring chances to come in at least drawing at half time. In the second half, Dunfermline were always going to come at us. They're a good side. They've got a good pace and they've got good strength and they're full time. And I thought our shape was good. And then we lost a goal and then we lost two. So it was a combination of us losing very, very poor goals, but Dunfermline playing quite well, up to pace a wee bit. So all credit to them.
You're saying about the injuries, obviously five players out today, that's quite a lot.
A lot for a club like Forfar, but there's no excuses from us. I think there was a reason why we shouldn't have come here today and win. That's what we try to do, in the way we played it, but Dunfermline were better today, so they take the points. It is really, there's no ifs, buts or maybes. They worked hard and they deserved their victory. There's no doubt, created a few chances, and we didn't. But upwards and onwards, bring the next game on.
You know, you're running at half time ahead, though.
Did I? That's right. It's not like Chris, but I think they missed the two of them. And I think they made the wrong choices. First time he should have rounded the keeper because the keeper came out too fast. And the second one, he should have chested it instead of headed it because the two defenders were away to Arbroath. But the bottom line was that they were better than us today and they deserved their win. I'm not taking any away from Dunfermline, guys. We're in a wee bit of a bad run now, but we're capable, as everyone knows, of getting out of it. But we're no excuses from us about players missing. Dunfermline were a good bit better than us today.
It was only when Rab dropped the ball for the second one that kind of...
That's the thing is when you're a goalie and you make a mistake, you know, it's glaring, isn't it? But when you're a striker and you miss it, it's not said it. So I wouldn't hang. I'd be more concerned about why the cross came in and nobody challenged the cross and why it dropped down. Why did it drop down to somebody? So, you know, you can go. Who would be a goalie? Eh? You must be mad. But I don't think that we're not the type of people to kind of hang our own people out to dry. Dunfermline are a good side. But we're in a poor run just now, which is not like us at all. But we'll do something about it. Get sleeves rolled up to the shoulders and get on with it, and we'll be fine. All right, guys. All right.